We're here at the Italian consulate. We're yes. here with Maria Elena Rossi, who's with the Piemonte Marketing. Is that right?
Yes, I'm a general manager of the tourist board of Piemonte. Yes.
All righty, beautiful. So where is Piemonte?
Piemonte is in the northwestern part of Italy. It's called Piemonte because it means at the foot of the Alps, and because half of the territory is composed of Alps, and in fact in 2006 we hosted in our Alps the Torino Winter Olympic Games, and it's very well connected with an airport which is connected to most hubs in Europe, and it's also very close to the Malpensa airport, so it can be reached in 1.5 hours from Malpensa. And it's a region which is positioning itself since the Olympics, especially on the US market, not only thanks to the slopes, of course, which are world famous, but because of food and wine. In particular. And what we're going to tell you today is food and wine experiences which you can only have in Piemonte, thanks to truffle in particular. And we will anticipate today in New York a total new product which we are selling in terms of tourism experiences concerning truffle, which we will discover later. And we are also wanting to present exclusive experiences that are made in Piemonte. Why? Because it's not only food and wine. It also has to do with its history. We think about, for instance, design. Car design has its most famous names who live and are from Piemonte. The Fiat factory was born at the end of the 19th century, and since then the most important car designers in Italy are working there. We are talking about Pininfarina, we are talking about Giugiaro. Their ateliers can be visited, and all the prototypes can be seen. There is a wonderful car museum, and you can also experience exclusive tours in the car museum, which are limited for those who are really interested, for instance, in ancient cars, pre-industrial cars, and all the way they are put into working. One aspect, so, is this car design, of course, but we also have other excellences which are important, very important for the economy, but they are becoming also important for tourism. I'm talking about the textile. 80% of the best fabrics, cashmere fabrics that you see on the Fifth Avenue,
yeah.
are coming from Biella. What you probably know is Zegna, Menegildo Zegna, Loro Piana are very well known, but that's only the peak of the iceberg, because the production of most expensive and exclusive fashion comes from Biella. And what is interesting, that most of these companies now are opening their doors to tourists for exclusive tours. And so you can choose your fabric and you can get your tailor-made dress made directly there, which is by itself a very special experience, and which in the past was not possible. And that's what we're gonna talk about today. Another excellence which has to do with also the tradition.
She hates her job, obviously.
I'm talking about Juventus, soccer team. It's the most ancient soccer team. It was born, when Fiat was born, Juventus was born at that time. And it's a team which has it's one of the most famous in the world. It has more than 20 million followers in the whole world. And also Juventus has built a totally new stadium with a museum where you can really experience all touch, also with special gloves, what all the pieces, like the shoes and all the balls that were actually used by the champions in the past and now in the present as well. So this is also an exclusive experience which we are selling. It's already a bestseller, let's say, on the market, but we want to also to enhance its visibility here in the US as another opportunity to do something special which you can't do anywhere else.
Wow, from truffles to Alps, to cars, to cashmere. Who knew? I didn't know. I was never there.